USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A deadly clash with multiple inmates at a federal penitentiary in Beaumont, Texas, Monday prompted the U.S. Bureau of Prisons to temporarily lock down all its facilities across America. According to spokesman Emery Nelson, the Bureau was securing the facility as a temporary measure to ensure the good order of the institution. Texas Senator Ted Cruz on his podcast calling President Biden's commitment to nominate the first black woman to the Supreme Court offensive and said that by doing so, the president is telling other Americans you're ineligible.
He's saying to 94% of Americans, I don't give a damn about you. You are ineligible.
The World Meteorological Organization announced Monday that it had confirmed a mega flash lightning strike on April 29, 2020. A severe thunderstorm produced a 477-mile-long lightning strike over the southern United States. It stretched from near Houston, Texas, to southeast Mississippi. USA Radio News.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, Andro 400 Max, the extra strength all-natural testosterone booster, the safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Love him or hate him, President Trump knows money, and money knows President Trump.
Former President Donald Trump's latest Federal Election Commission filings from his political committees boast a $51 million haul for the second half of 2021. That gives Trump more than $122 million in cash on hand. Trump had already reported raising $82 million in the first half of 2021. Trump told Newsmax he likely won't make any announcements until after the midterm elections. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations said on Monday that Kyiv still hopes for a diplomatic resolution with Russia. The ambassador said, quote, "If Russia has any questions to Ukraine, it's better to meet and talk, not to bring troops to the Ukrainian border and intimidate the Ukrainian people," end quote. The Ukrainian diplomat is not a member of the council, but was invited to participate. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was present when some Border Patrol agents in a meeting called out leadership for not doing their job to secure the U.S.-Mexico border. Arizona Republican Representative Andy Biggs on Newsmax says the only way the U.S. border can get secure is with a Mayorkas resignation.
I'll tell you, when we talk to folks that are coming across the border, and I get down there often. In fact, a Border Patrol agent called me up Saturday night and said, I've been down to the border more than the Border Patrol chief or Secretary Mayorkas. And what they tell me is that all these folks say, well, we're here because Joe Biden invited us into the country and we're going to get a check. They really believe that. And so when I was down there last week, what we saw is the fence is an incredible deterrent, except for you go along for 2 miles and then you have an 8-foot gap. And an agent came up to me and said, are you talking to those guys? I said, who are you talking about? And he said, we literally just chased four scouts, cartel scouts, right through that gap that you're looking through, and they're sitting right at the top of the hill. They have a scout hooch on the south side of the border. That's what's going on, Emma, and we're going to have, again, more than 2 million apprehensions this year. There's no doubt in my mind.
On Saturday, ESPN's Adam Schefter posted a tweet saying that he had been told by multiple sources that Tom Brady was retiring from football. The only problem, Brady himself has yet to confirm or deny the report. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.